I'm Kate Shaw. I'm the Executive Director for Peace River Valley Citrus Growers Association.
And you're fairly new here. I think this was your first grower roundtable. Your impressions, what did you hear with your growers today?
Well, I heard a lot of different numbers regarding pound solid. You know, a lot of people are dealing with the different difficulties of the season. A lot have been seeing 5.9, 5.6, and on the lower side, you know, they're at 4 to 5 pound solid. So I think there's a wide variety of effects going on in the citrus industry, specifically with my growers.
I heard several of them say small fruit size this year. Did you hear that?
Yes, Hamlin's in particularly are very small this year, but even the Valencias, I just don't think the fruit is as big as we'd like it to be.
I think I heard some frustration from a couple of growers with the post-IRMA grants, federal and state. Some growers were frustrated with the process and the amount of money coming so far.
Well, I think a lot of growers feel that they're not getting all the information that they need. I think every time they turn around, there's another hill to jump over. But I know that the people that are working with the FSA, they are working diligently for our growers, especially the FSA offices in my areas. I think that they're just doing the best they can with the resources they have. But our growers are being taken care of through our local agencies.
One guy, I think, with the government, FTAX, I believe, said there's a lot of resetting and planning going on in this area. Were you aware of that, or did you hear that comment?
I did hear that comment. I think a lot of different growers right now, because based on just the information that they're getting through the CRDF and different agencies as well, replanting is something that they're doing because they're trying to find the best case scenario to beat the greening. So with replanting, a lot of that had to do with after IRMA. IRMA caused a lot of destruction, specifically in my region. So they are coming up with different methods and to grow a better, healthier fruit.
One thing you told the growers, you've been working some with the Department of Citrus, and a lot of the older growers and older folks like me aren't on social media, so they sometimes wonder where those dollars to the FDOC go. But you told them you're on social media, and you see a lot of that FDOC marketing on social media.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big supporter of the DOC and especially their marketing department. I think that the ladies and gentlemen that work there are phenomenal. I think it's important for growers to realize that in today's time, me being a millennial myself, their strategies are so much different than the old school way of doing things. So I think to be on social media, to be on the different platforms and understand just the dynamics of social media itself, the Department of Citrus is completely doing everything that they can, and they are succeeding. I, as a millennial, have seen it all.
I think you said Pinterest. You mentioned specifically you see a lot of their stuff.
Oh, Pinterest, absolutely. Just getting different recipes and seeing the different ways that you can eat your citrus. I think that they have been absolutely phenomenal at Pinterest, and I enjoy Pinterest, and I suggest it to anybody of all ages.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.